Did you see that meme that was like, my wife can have three male friends, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost or something?
And rich or monogamous and financially struggling?
Oh no, not in my lifetime. I'm sorry, I reject it. So it's like, yes, someone in high status can have multiple wives, and I would say that I wouldn't necessarily need to love them. It is a polygamous
The
relationship.
easier one, introvert or extrovert?
To me, the introvert gets too flirts too much with isolation,
Yeah.
and that's really a red flag for me. Like,
I need an introvert.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's my non-negotiable, the no
Okay.
religious. Like, I cannot find stability within a partner if the religious aspect is not there, because what are we building a foundation off of if not?
Could you be with an imam? Like, is there a scale for your religiosity? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. What's up? How are you guys today? It's your girl Kalima, and I am here with two incredible guests. I have Belkis. How are you today?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm doing well. Just finished classes.
Yes, and I'm here with Powell DeJangi.
The Ganji.
DeGangi. I know it's Italian, and I've never noticed your last name. How are you feeling today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm feeling good. It's a beautiful day here in New Orleans, and I was pretty productive earlier, so I'm feeling good.
Belkis is known for her hilarious and thought-provoking content on social media. She's a Nigerian American hijabi slash niqabi queen, exposing stereotypes in the ummah through her trending videos. Now she's helping raise awareness and money for Syria and Turkey. Jazakallah khair, we appreciate your activism and drive through pushing this awareness. Now you'll remember my OG chill fam from Nikah and Chill season one, Powell, the Italian revert who accepted Islam over a decade ago. With a background in construction and consulting, Powell has been a mentor for male Muslims and more, working with young men, fathers, sons, and husbands alike.
Once a young husband himself,
He admittedly felt unprepared and decided to co-parent his now beautiful daddy's girl, Amira, which means princess, and she is the most important woman in his life. He always seems to have a balanced and interesting insight inside of masculinity. Nikah and Chill is all about relationships, romantic or not. We keep things personal. Are you ready to Nikah and Chill? Yalla, Lego. I really appreciate you both for being here.
Thank
Thank
you
you
for
for
having
having
us.
us.
I have a really fun singles game called Would You Rather. Y'all ready to go? Would you rather someone who tells their parents everything, like one of those mates who tells their parents everything, they're very close to them, or believes marriage is private?
I'm gonna kind of go with the I want my cake and eat it too answer here. I'm very close to both my parents and keep it very real with both of them. They're very mature, wise adults, and I've obviously stand on their shoulders in many ways, and so I really confide in them and am very open with all of the various dynamics going on in my life, and that really brings us closer together as parent child. So I am the benefactor of somebody who does that. However, I would prefer my spouse or partner to not do that because, maybe if I do something wrong, I don't want the family structure to look at me crazy and, ruin my relationship with them because, everybody's going to take their person's side. So I'd like the benefit of having that parental resource, but I'd like my lady to keep it in-house.
Period.
Period.
So fair.
I know that's not
Bye.
very popular, but if I had my choice, that's how it'd be.
Okay, so in the ideal world, there would be some sort of balance, some sort of moderation of knowing what to confide in your parents about and whatnot. But since this is a would you rather of two extremes, I would have to pick the private, because I think when you have problems, which are inevitable, when there's conflict within a marriage, and that spills outside of the home consistently and often, now you have to build repair relationships with people that like barely even know you. And it just makes the relationship so much more cumbersome. So I would rather someone that is more private. We deal with everything, you know, internally. I think that out of the two things, that's the better one.
So I'm single. I have friends and family who have gotten married. Please don't forget what you were going to say, Powell. But yeah, I've seen both sides because I'm super close with my family. My mom is like my best friend. I don't know how I would not tell her, but I've seen my friends who are like, they used to tell me everything. They got married and they don't say anything, but it is better because I would be side-eyeing him if I knew some things that happened behind closed doors. And it's right, because a marriage is supposed to be committed and it could get better. And here I am still salty about something they're not salty about.
Look, I agree with y'all. And those are all the reasons why I'd like my lady to not do that. But in defense of my case, both my parents, they're not like my cheerleaders. Okay. And they do call me out, hold my feet to the fire, especially my mom, who's kind of like team woman anyway. So she has like gender loyalty. So I feel like they're 70. They've both been through marriages and divorces and stuff. So it's like if they know, oh, like the person I'm with does something, you know, not right, if I forgive them, they're going to forgive them. And they're not the type to, you know, to hold grudges and stuff. So I think their personality type, it allows me to do that. Where, you know, my mom can be like, you know what, that's water under the bridge. You should let her slide on that, you know, or that's not a priority in the long term. And so I feel like the downside of sharing it with parents doesn't totally apply to my situation just because my parents are dope.
Honestly, I need your mom on the show. Your mom, everything I've heard about your mom is like amazing. Not just because I'm not saying that it's, you know, I'm pretty woman power too, but she sounds like a balanced person. Plus she's a creative, she's a musician. Like she drives a Tesla. Like I feel like I like this woman. Okay.
All right. You say that now.
Oh, really? Okay. Would you rather a little toxic, they're a little crazy, but they have a good heart, or they're mentally stable, but not so religious? I know it's a little opposite, but it's more about the mentality. A lot of men love a little crazy. A lot of women love a little crazy. Me personally don't like the toxicity. I think me and Belle, we got the same. We don't like the toxicity. I don't play with the toxicity.
But I don't like the non-religious either.
I don't like the non-religious. But, you know, and of course that could be a scale, right? That could be even an opportunity to, you know, encourage them to be a bit more spiritual.
Yeah, that's my non-negotiable, religious. Like I cannot find stability within a partner if the religious aspect is not there, because what are we building a foundation off of?
Could you be with an imam? Like, is there a scale for your religiosity?
I have history with characters like that, and it's definitely another hat to be like the wife of an imam rather than just the wife, because you have so many eyes on you and like so much expectation. So there definitely is a scale. Like everyone knows about the haram halal ratio, you know. However, you explicitly said not religious, so I'm taking that as an extreme, and I would say I cannot choose that, because there'd just be too much to explain. There'd be too many differences.
Okay.
It just wouldn't be like compatible long term.
Yes.
Especially building a family together. I just can't see that working out. Toxicity, you know, we got therapy, you know, we have that can always, you know, be ameliorated somehow. But not religious. I cannot pull someone towards God. That's something God has to do.
Absolutely. Amazing.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with the other answer. And my rationale is that, you know, Iman and Deen is a very like personal relationship with our creator and with our Nabi, peace and blessings be upon him. And so in my life and in my romantic life, I feel like there should be space for people to wax and wane in terms of their religiosity, and for that to be okay. And so I can be okay with my spouse, you know, going through those ups and downs religious wise. But, you know, if they're like, you know, mental is clear and focused, you know, I can definitely see a path all the way forward. Even if there's points in her life where Dean is less practiced or less valuable, because I know that's true for me too.
Easier one, introvert or extrovert? For me, extrovert.
You want an extrovert?
I mean, obviously.
Oh, okay. Got you.
I've been with introverts before, and they're like trying to simmer me down, and I'm like, yes. You know, I'm in LA. I literally for a living, like, you know, do public speeches and stuff. So I'm like, there's no way, like, you can't change me. Mm-hmm. Would you God, is this a hard one? I thought it'd be easy.
Oh no, this is easy. You know, I'm with you, Kalima. You know, yeah. To me, the introvert gets flirts too much with isolation. And yeah. That's really a red flag for me. Like, we're not created to be isolated, and our society is so all about people being behind closed doors on the screen, and that's not the life I'm trying to live. So it's not what I want for me, for my child. And, you know, maybe I don't want my wife being as like out there in center yeah. stage, but having some game, having some, you know, I need that
energy. Absolutely. Yeah. Belle,
I need an introvert. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Right, but you're the extrovert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I get that. Balance, absolutely. And I would say that the introverts that I were with, they were great listeners. Me, I can talk and talk and talk, you know, but.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like their romance is just so, so tender, like so sweet, because you know that they wouldn't otherwise. Like, I don't know. I think they tend to be more genuine to me. I always notice the more quiet people that tend to take a lot of information and integrate it, like quiet thinkers, rather than people that always need to be the center of attention.
Mm. I don't think that being an extrovert means you need to be the center of attention.
No, I agree. I agree. It doesn't, but it is associated.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It flirts with it. Just like, all right.
Totally. I feel like me and you being extroverts, we don't necessarily want the spotlight, but we find ourselves there. And you too. Yeah, you find yourself there. You know what I mean?
Don't need to be in the spotlight, but don't be in the dark neither.
Yeah. Okay. We got polygyny and rich, or monogamous and financially struggling.
Oh no, not in my lifetime. I'm sorry, I reject it. So I think I've thought about this, and I told my friends, like, if your celebrity crush were to propose to you right now and said they wouldn't marry you, however, they would also marry, like, I don't know, your homegirl as well, or just another girl, like, yeah, put that ring on my finger. Like, I don't care. Because it's not just about the money, but more normal for me to see like a king have multiple wives. Uh-huh. In my culture, I guess. Someone that has a lot of status, and it is mutually agreed with the wife. It's not like a secret family sort of thing. It's like, yes, someone in high status can have multiple wives, and I would say that I wouldn't necessarily need to love them. I think that when it is a polygamous relationship, I probably could not love them. However, I would have that like stability to raise my family. And you said financially struggling, and I always think of extremes, and I feel like I cannot. I've literally, my entire identity for so long has been trying to escape the poverty cycle, being the daughter of immigrant parents and being the eldest daughter. And wow. My whole life has just been like, be in the gifted program, go get into these scholarships, be in this private school, work, so that like, if we pass away, you can take care of your siblings. And then I feel like to marry someone that brings me down as well, I feel like I would be betraying my parents. I feel like I'd be betraying my family. And it doesn't mean that I'm super career oriented. However, financial stability is my avenue to create a lot of the change that I want to see in the world, and to add a lot of value to the causes that are important to me. So if I don't have that, I would feel very, very like mentally restricted. I don't think I would have the freedom. Whereas if I married someone that was wealthy, even if I had a co-wife, like what if we love each other? I don't know. I think that if the stability is there, I don't need to love him. I can have an easy life without loving him exclusively.
I feel that. Powell?
Well, this is an easy one because I'm a guy, you know, so I'm taking the bag and the wives all day.
Period. What do y'all think I'm going to say? And I'm not answering all these questions. I'm the host.
I don't know. I literally don't wish financial struggle on any woman. I just feel like we should rescind it, like reject it, revoke it.
Kalima, I think you're gonna go with an answer similar to hers.
I'm gonna say polygyny.
Polygyny.
Yeah, I mean, I think also just like where I'm at in my life, I think just the independence and, you know, I've traveled quite a bit to Muslim countries. I definitely like, you know, see that it can work. Like you said, why can't we be friends? You know what I'm saying? Why can't me and sis be friends, you know? So yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it.
People also mentioned the space aspect, as in the traveling, like, oh, they have a husband that travels a lot, or their husband spends half the week at the other woman's house. I would think of that as a break. Like, I've even proposed having like separate bedrooms because of how much I love my own like personal space. And I honestly, I feel like it would be more of a plus to have a break from having to cook for every day. And like, I don't know, it doesn't seem all that bad.
Exactly. Yeah. When I was young, it was like, but yeah, no, now that I'm older, I'm like, this sounds like the best idea, honestly. But I am obviously, I would love monogamy. Obviously, I would love just being able to just have one, obviously.
Allah, by now you've given this a thumbs up and you're ready to subscribe, because this nikah doesn't have to end here. Plus, there's always more ways to chill, like grabbing our exclusive nikah and chill merchandise. Check out our halal phone card holders and our new nikah and chill couples journal. Jazakallah khair.
Would you rather a mate who is a public figure or influencer, or he hates social media, would rather you kind of stay off of it?
Oh, no. Why does I have this reaction to all of your questions? Okay, it's because I've met men like this. This is why I was like, I'm not doing that again. I have a unique relationship with social media. My social media, I don't think, promotes just superficial things. I feel like, again, it is my microphone. It is my toolbox. It's sort of the tools in which Allah has given me, like a platform to share the things that are important, like causes that are important to me, conversation topics. And I don't know why, but he gave me an audience. He gave me a platform. And I feel like it's a gift that I was able to grow them. And for someone to see that light and see how much potential goodness, because I do introduce so many people to Islam through it as well.
Yeah.
And to try to just take that away from me, it's
just, yes, it's harmful, but it's just disrespectful. It's not appreciating what you've done. And absolutely, girl, you're like, it's crazy that you found me, or I don't know how it went, or I found you, but literally your content just sort of changed my life, especially as a Black Muslima. And you know that. I know you've heard that so many times.
Although I dig, sister, what you're talking about as far as like getting your message out there and, you know, expanding your reach. I'm a little bit older and a little more, you know, like jaded in my perspective about, you know, the good that can be done in this world. And so I'm kind of trying to unplug and stay above, under the radar, and live a peaceful, happy, real life. And one that's not influenced by the programming that social media is, you know, offering. For me personally, I'd like to live a real life off of the algorithm, so to speak, and as unplugged from big tech and the world that it has created for us all, both for myself, for my child, and for the people around me.
Yeah, that's fair. I can totally see what you're
saying. Okay. This one hopefully is easier. Likes to travel or more of a homebody?
Travel with me, yes.
Yeah, right. Travel by himself?
No, not by themselves.
Yeah, I've been with homebodies. I don't really.
Yeah, anything yeah. We do together. We can be at home together. We can be traveling together as long as we're together. But yeah. Pick, I would love to be traveling with him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I think we're all united on this one. Yeah, I like to travel. I like my lady to travel. I want to travel with her, all that good stuff. You know, my life is already bi-coastal anyhow. It's like...
Loves to travel but can't save money, or extremely frugal. Like, you know, he has money, but he just, everything is like, no, let's save. No, like, we got this, we got, you know.
I'm gonna go with I definitely look, inflation is at 8%. The economic elite are squeezing the life out of the working and middle class actively. And we all need to be clued into like financial literacy and how to save and how to be on point, like as a matter of survival in the next 5 to 10 years. And that's all going to pay off. And like, we all know how to, you know, spend money. That's not hard, but saving money, that's a skill that I want to keep building it within myself. It's a challenge that I've had to build within myself. And I'd like a partner who kind of complements me in that goal and understands that goal. And it's not like a push pull, because, you know, I'm somebody who likes to live life and be a little flashy, and I have a propensity to spend. And so when I'm, you know, I think if there was another person like that, then we're just going to be, you know, blowing money fast. And that's not going to get us to where we want to be in the long term. And as a partner, just, I want someone with that mindset too, who's like, they get what's going on, and they get that it's like, it's about assets, it's about real estate, it's about owning, you know, as opposed to just, you know, spending and figuring out tomorrow. So that's something that I definitely would like in a partner, for sure.
I get that. I get everything you're saying. However, I will say the exact opposite, because I am that person. I am that frugal person. I'm the one that saves. I'm the one that invests. I'm the one that's clued in. So if he wants to be the spender, I'll let him do that, because I have a concept of retire as you go. So because I don't know how long I'm going to live, saving for what? Like, we might not even live till next month. So...
hey, if you got it, then I'll spend it. Don't worry.
Exactly. Like... tag team on
this is something that I hella respect about the immigrant community. You know, it's like the immigrant community comes here with that mindset. Mm-hmm. Us as Americans have been like, we're not wired like that. No. So, you know,
my dad actually, he's a businessman. And so he had a lot sometimes, and then he'd had nothing, like over the recession, you know, but he also, when he got a lot, he spent a lot. And so he raised us to be savers. So I am, because I saw the example of someone who just didn't learn, who had that American mindset that was just like, oh, you got it now, buy a boat, buy a $2,000 bird. And I'm just over here like, but we could literally start like a savings, you know, like we could literally invest in a property and have some like income coming in. You know, I'm all about, you know, maybe doing an Airbnb, even at the age that I am now with the amount that I have now, you know. So I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I wouldn't say extremely frugal, but yeah, you know, someone who is at least a little bit more conscious.
I think I just probably wouldn't want their habits to bleed into me. Like, they expect me to be spending as much as they do or be as frugal. But in general, I don't like static money. I don't like money sitting in one place for too long, because it's just being eaten up by inflation. It's not going anywhere. So at least invest your money in experiences, at the least, in knowledge, at the least, in something that you can get some return on investment in, and not just let it sit there. Because if you're not circulating money, I feel like, is Allah going to keep giving you resources if you're not putting it back into the world in some way?
Right.
Facts.
Date night on the beach or a 5-star restaurant, as we're talking about traveling and enjoying our company of our mates.
Easy, you guys want that? Easy.
The beach.
Easy. Beach, and I do this.
Yes. Okay.
Little burkini or whatever. honestly, because the food that I make, I feel like is better than any restaurant, or the food that we make together. And just the intimacy of being one with nature, the sunset, the waves, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. You can't buy that.
Okay. Instagrammable wedding or small mosque ceremony?
Small mosque ceremony.
Yeah. Wow. Small mosque ceremony too.
I feel like Bell Kiss though. I feel like if he had it and he was like, I want to do destination wedding, you'd be like, oh, like I'm so honored. But I feel like you're just humble. Am I wrong?
See, ever since I started wearing niqab, the appearances of things have mattered less and less and less to me.
Okay.
Halima, you're like dangling cheese. Like, come on now. Let she has
okay.
Let her keep the right answer.
Okay. Okay. Well, I feel like you deserve a king. I do.
I would be so grateful and honored if Allah blessed me with a king. I think my mom is gonna be the one who forces me to have the Instagrammable wedding because I'm her first daughter, and she also I don't think she thinks I'm gonna ever find someone that I can fall in love with or whatnot. So if I do, she'll be like, why, oh my gosh, the heavens have opened, Allah has blessed us today, let's just go all out. But if it was really up to me, I think small weddings are Instagrammable. I think they're so in, like, there's I saw this one
I feel
wedding. I think it was a Somali family, and the dance and the henna and the singing, like
they're absolutely right,
they were just clapping and dancing and making just so much joy, and it was all halal, and I was like, this is the kind of barakah I want to start my marriage off of with.
I've definitely seen small weddings that are amazing. Also, just traveling actually to Africa, and like you said, just like, it's the little things, and obviously with American money, you can have like this beautiful, luxurious wedding that's, you're gonna save, and you're gonna probably even have more fun there, to be honest. Absolutely, the drums, the music, the live, the singing, yeah.
I just want to throw in for the Nikah and Chill audience, the bridal industry is linked with the divorce industry. And so everybody be careful, because it's about running through your pockets.
I'm screaming.
I actually, that makes a lot of sense. And so it sounds like, you know, as a divorcee, there is a bit of trauma for you when it comes to maybe a bigger wedding.
Yes, although I'll say that my wedding was perfect, and it was at the Lighthouse Masjid in Oakland, and so it was kind of small masjid wedding, but then we did a little kind of party afterwards, and it was, I don't know, 60 people of our close friends and family, and it was just very intimate, very loving. It was done right. You know, it wasn't like fly by night masjid wedding. It was like, had the dean, it had the human side. So I really liked my
trigger
with marriage isn't from that, because that was perfect.
If I can't afford like the dream dress, you know, and like the good photographer, because that's my thing, is like it will add up, just because I've never had a wedding, so I would love to have you know, a little maybe a really amazing live singer and that sort of thing. But of course, I'm a creative. I will have the small masjid wedding and still get like a decent photographer. Yeah. And like a cute intimate dress. Like, yeah. I think also it really is about the relationship, and I want to have that honeymoon. You know what I'm saying? I want to have like the party after, like he said, like I would rather have a small ceremony and like have a DJ or something after. I know a lot of people don't listen to music, but I want to dance.
No, that is so fair. I'm also thinking of the crowd. I don't want to see a bunch of people I've never seen before at my wedding. You know, it's going to be more, I'll be more anxious, I think. Like, oh, what do you think of this? And no, like, I just want people that I know ride for me. And that's a small circle.
Mm-hmm. And totally, that's not even a question. It's only going to be people I know, and he knows. If I don't call you on a regular basis, why would you be invited? I think 60 people probably total between the both of us. Okay, two more. Okay, last one. Has friends of the opposite sex, or you're the only friend they have for the most part. You know what I'm saying? You're the bestie.
The only friend of the opposite sex.
So yeah, exactly. So your mate doesn't, he's not as social. You are the bestie. He has his little friends from work and from school, you know, or he's a socialite and he does have friends of the opposite sex because he's a social person. I'm gonna let y'all go, or he or she.
I am his social life. And he is my social life.
I didn't see that coming.
What? I don't need him having friends. What is friends of the opposite gender? What is the purpose of that?
Oh my God.
Let's be so honest. There's always some kind of tension.
But is it jealousy or because that's my thing, is like, I'm a trusting person. I believe Allah's going to show me regardless. Mm-hmm. Maybe I shouldn't be. Pal, let me know. Maybe I'm a little too trusting. Okay, but
I mean, I am very young. I will say I'm 21. There's a lot of things I don't know about relationships and such. Wow. However, I will say that in my experience, when there's a boy-girl relationship that is okay, a friendship, the man oftentimes, if given a chance, he would get with him.
My thing is if he's Muslim, obviously, inshallah, like, he wouldn't even be thinking about that. Secondly, there's people that he grew up with.
Men don't think about that.
But I'm saying, I feel like, especially in America, if a man and a Muslim man says, this is my sister, like, she was my neighbor, I grew up with her, like, I basically call her a cousin. I know, trust me, every guy that I've ever, like, even been interested in, I have a best friend from high school, and they'd be like, absolutely not. Like, they don't care. They are like, it's not, they I don't know. Believe it. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, men know that, like, men, guys and girls can't really, truly just be friends without any other thought, any other ulterior motive. And I know there's a difference between a coworker and a friend. There's a difference between someone you work with at the masjid to organize food, dinners, or whatever, than a friend that you confide in and you talk to about problems.
You're right.
If there's someone with a specialty, like a woman that you respect because, oh, she's really good at this one thing, you need help with taxes and you just know a sister that's great at it.
Okay.
That's a different relationship. I want
a very small casual friend. Okay.
Exactly. Not like, oh my God, this is my
home. That's the bestie.
Back in the day, like,
yeah.
No,
you're right. No, you're right. I feel like I have a good, like, intuition where I can sniff out, like, do you really like him? I don't know. I feel like I can. Powell?
Did you see that meme that was like, my wife can have three male friends, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I'm with you, sister. I feel like, you know, the friends of the opposite sex thing, you know, I'm not a big fan of, and I think is just it challenges the relationship. And just have some friends of your own gender. Like, it's like, have, like, I got my partners, like, have some sisters you kick it with and have your social life. You know, it's not like we just alone together in the world, like, have friends. But, you know, I've seen too much, you know. I know how it is.
You don't have any female friends and you don't have any male friends?
Me?
I mean, depends what you call, how you define friends. Like,
yeah, I will say I definitely have classmates and men that are in my daily life that I'm comfortable with. We work together, we do, like, group projects, whatever. But if I had a husband, I would not have the same comfortability with them. And I think even my husband would not let me, like, ride in a car alone with them somewhere or spend any private time. I think it'd feel disrespectful to my husband. I don't even like to shake men. What am I doing being friends with a man? He's not my husband. Yeah. And I think I'd have the same expectation for him. There should just be a natural discomfort to cross certain Islamic boundaries.
So I'll say I've had a challenge going from being single to being, you know, in a relationship, in a partnership, because when you're single, I'm used to, like, if I'm, you know, whatever those genres are, at the gym, at the job, like, in life, in the community, if she's, like, fine to me, you know, I'm definitely, you know, spend some game at some point, even if we're not, like, doing anything. That's just how I am with good looking women. And that's all fine when you're single, because it just, you know, it just is what it is. But then when you get into a relationship, being intentional about cutting those relationships off, and sometimes it's hard to know when the right time to cut those off is. And cause I feel you, cause I do feel like, you know, I've disrespected people I've been with because I've let that slide. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, you know, it's just, it's nothing serious, but at the same time, I know what it is.
Like, I don't think everyone we know should automatically be categorized as a friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think there are certain people, like even online, there are certain people that engage with my stories and discussion questions and all of that. And we have conversations, but would I consider them now like my guy friend? No, like, no, you know what I mean? So
yes.
Friend, knowing someone, speaking to them, like you said, Powell, you know what it is. And friend oftentimes is not an accurate description of how you really feel towards the opposite gender.
Yeah.